Are you one of those people who is concerned about air pollution or water pollution or noise pollution, but looks around and knows the greatest danger comes from soul pollution? And you often wonder if anything could be done about that. The problem seems to be so great. Sin abounds on every hand. The newspapers and weekly magazines seem to be a chronicle of sin and corruption. Corruption in government, corruption in business, in labor, the military, everywhere. Can anything be done to stem that tide? Do you sometimes feel the situation is totally out of hand, that it's hopeless? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your outlook on life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to clean up our lives. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, "Honk if you're against noise pollution." I laughed and then realized there was a great little truth there. Just as honking won't cure noise pollution, but merely adds to the noise level of our city, so there are many so-called cures around today that do nothing to cure the problem of soul pollution. Jesus said it, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." You see, if we are to clean up the world, if we are to see society change for the better, it has to begin within the heart of man. So all the man-made solutions that are constantly appearing on the scene, they amount to nothing, and many of them do more harm than good. And the answer is found in the Bible. Take a look at Psalm 119, verse 9. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." The question, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" implies pollution. The answer, the word of God. God's word will do more for a life than all the morals of the philosophers, all the adjustments of the psychologists, all the costly sessions spent with a psychiatrist. You see, we can err in two ways, living by no rules or living by the wrong rules. We're all aware of the prevailing notion that calls on us to abandon all rules of behavior and just do what comes naturally. Whatever is right to you is right. Of course, we can see how this type of thinking could arise. When there's no standard, anything goes. Well, this is no new idea. During the worst period of the history of Israel, every man was doing that which was right in his own eyes. And it led to moral corruption, social disaster, and national disgrace. So, trying to live by no rules doesn't work, and neither does living by the wrong rules. What would happen if a football team tried to play by the rules of basketball? You'd have a comedy. But the problem is that when we try to apply the wrong rules to life, it's not funny. It is tragic. Joy and happiness are not found. Happiness comes from living by God's rules. The secret? By matching our lives with the teaching of the Bible, and where we find ourselves off the track to get back on the straight and narrow path. That's why the Word of God must be read carefully and prayerfully. We must give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to speak to us, to point out our sins and shortcomings, and then confess and be cleansed. This is God's answer to the problem of the pollution of the soul. This is God's answer to the restructuring of society and bringing a deep moral change to the world, to take heed to the Word of God. May God bless you as you take heed to the Word of God.